Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let me just mention, 2 Kings chapter 6 is where Elisha was surrounded by the Syrian troops, and his servant went out in the morning and looked, and there was thousands of Syrians surrounding them. They came because Elisha had been giving away the battle plans of the king of Syria to the king of Israel. And the king of Syria found out about it, so he sent his troops down, surrounded the city, and Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, saw these enemy troops, and he says, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" That's old English for he panicked. Amen. "What are we going to do?" And Elisha said, "Fear not, those that be with us are more than those that be with them." Did you know the people who only believe that the carnal realm is real? They only think what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is real. Then they would say, "Elisha lied." Because you could count the Syrians by thousands, and then you look over and there's one, two. If all you think is real is the physical realm, then you're going to say that Elisha lied. And this is what a lot of people think faith people are. They say, "You're lying. You're saying that you're well when anybody can tell you're sick. You got a doctor's report that proves that you're sick. You look green. I can still see the tumor on you. You're lying when you say that you're ill." Well, it would be a lie if all you believe is true is what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. But when he said there are more with us than more than those with them, he wasn't lying. He was looking in the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, there were angels with them. And so he prayed and said, "Lord, open up the young man's eyes." Now, he wasn't talking about his physical eyes. He's talking about the eyes of his heart, faith. Help him to see what's real in the spiritual realm. And the Lord opened up his eyes, and sure enough, round about the Syrians didn't disappear. See, believing something is true in the spiritual realm doesn't mean that you're denying that there is a problem in the physical realm. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They think that it's faith to say, "I don't have cancer," when the truth is you do have cancer. That's not faith. That's just ignorance. When you sit there and deny that there is a problem. Elisha didn't deny that the Syrians were there. He didn't say, "There are no Syrians." No, he acknowledged that they were there, but he says, "But there are more with us than with them." He acknowledged that the spiritual world was greater than the physical world. See, it's not faith to say, "I'm not sick." That's not faith, that's stupidity. It's faith to say, "I don't care what my body feels like, there is a greater spiritual truth, and that is that I have the same power on the inside of me that raised Christ from the dead. I'm not denying that I have problems in the physical. I don't deny that the physical world exists. I just deny that that's all that there is. There is also a spiritual world, and there's a spiritual me. I may be sick in my physical body, but I've also got the same power that raised Christ from the dead, living just inches away from where that sickness is. And all I've got to do is provide a bridge, faith, and believe what I can't see, and that what is spiritual will come over here into the physical realm." So Elisha didn't deny that the Syrians existed, but he just said, "Those that be with us are more than those that be with them." And then he prayed that the Lord would open up the young man's eyes, and the Lord opened up his eyes, and sure enough, the Syrians were still there, but around about the Syrians on the mountains were horses and chariots of fire, the angels of God. And it was true what he said, if you include the spiritual world. So many people don't acknowledge that the spiritual world exists. They just live limited, looking at what they can see. And they say, "Well, the doctor says, and my body says, and I don't care what the Bible says, this is reality." You just aren't dealing with the whole realm of reality. You are limited. You're carnal. And the Bible says the carnal mind is the enemy of God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh, those that are limited to only what they can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, cannot please God. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. You've got to recognize there's a spiritual world out there. And so, sure enough, there were all these horses and chariots of fire, and he just raised his hand and drew on the power of these angels that were around him, and he smote the entire Syrian army with blindness and told them they were groping, trying to find their way. And he said, join hands. And he led them single file to the king of Israel, then opened up their eyes and took the entire Syrian army captive because he believed in the supernatural power of God. I'm not saying that some of you don't have a problem. I'm not saying that you don't hurt in your body. I'm not saying that you don't have problems. What I am saying is that you also have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And it is activated. It's voice activated. You have to speak what is spiritual truth and believe it in your heart. Believe that in your words there is life and death. And then you speak that out. And if you don't doubt it in your heart, then those words will come to pass. And you will overcome the physical problem that you have with the greater spiritual truth and reality. I'm just now up to the verse I wanted to get to. And I've got less than 10 minutes. Let me just read this and praise God. Hopefully we can finish up tomorrow. But in verse 23, after Jesus said, have faith in God. He said this in verse 23, for verily I say unto you, the word verily means truly. This is the truth. Did you know everything Jesus said was the truth? But when he said truly, I tell you, this because he knew that this was going to be hard for people to understand and accept. And so he said, I'm telling you the truth, because he knew that this was going to sound like it was just too much. And so even though everything he said was truth, he said this, I'm telling you, this is the truth. Don't stagger at this. And he says that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That sounds nearly too good to be true. That sounds impossible. But this is exactly what Jesus said. Whosoever means whosoever. This is the power of faith-filled words. He's telling his disciples how he was able to curse this fig tree. And in less than 24 hours, there was a visible effect of that fig tree being dead. And he's telling you how he did it. Here's how he did it, with words. Words are the greatest force in the universe. They're stronger than atomic bombs. Words are powerful if you believe them. It has to be mixed with faith in those that believe. And this is the problem, is that most of us haven't been believing in the power of our words, and so we haven't been getting the things that we say. Man, you need to turn this around and you need to start understanding the power of words. And I'm just now to where I wanted to start, and I gotta quit. And so hopefully I'll be able to finish this tomorrow. But I tell you, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. I just pray that the Holy Spirit's given you a revelation. This would change your life if you believed it. If you believe this, it would literally transform your entire existence. But you've got to believe it. You've got to get to where you believe that there's more than what you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. You've got to believe that there's a spiritual world. And when you say something, even though you don't see a physical change, that all kinds of things are happening in the spiritual realm. Demons are fleeing. God is moving. Your answer is in the pipeline. It's moving, and you have to get to where you are more moved by what the Bible says is happening than what your senses tell you is happening or isn't happening. That is really powerful. And if you can understand that and apply it, it will just revolutionize your walk with the Lord. This is really simple. What I've said is really simple. But it takes faith. Because you can't just perceive it in your five senses. You got to believe what the Scripture is saying. Here is a great example. Jesus spoke. It happened immediately, Matthew 21, but it took 24 hours for what happened immediately to become visible. Some of you have prayed and believed God for something, and you're struggling right now with you don't feel what you believed for. And so you're struggling, and some of you thinking, I'm not leaving without what I came for. The truth is, you got it. God gave it to you. It's in spiritual form. Now just believe it and get to where you believe that the things that you've said have come to pass, and it shall happen. It might happen one day from now or 1 week from now or 1 year from now, depending on a lot of different things. But if you don't doubt in your heart, you will have what you say. And you've got to get to where you walk by faith and not by sight. Isn't that simple? It's simple, but the hardest thing you'll ever do is get to where you believe that the spiritual world is just as real, actually more real, than this physical world. This spiritual world existed before there was a physical world. Even after the physical world is dissolved, the spiritual world will still exist. The spiritual world is more real than the physical things that you see. And we've got to get to where we start perceiving that. And you only do this by faith. Amen. That's powerful. Father, we just receive this truth. We ask your Holy Spirit to help us to understand these spiritual truths. I have spoken your word. I have opened up a door to be able to see into the spiritual realm and perceive things by faith. And I pray that the Holy Spirit helps people to understand and to keep this door open and for us to begin to start walking in this spiritual realm, walking by faith and not by sight. And Father, I thank you for that. And I believe that we receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This five-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD09 titled Words Change the Natural World when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.